Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Here with the Las Vegas and everybody else around the world, I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. We're broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody should be able to pull up the radio show and listen to what I'm talking about, the activities that we're putting down for your listening pleasure. Yep, it's a beautiful day in Las Vegas. That's a joke, because it's cold. It's cold in Las Vegas, and I want to know what the weather like is in your neighborhood. It's cold in Las Vegas. It's about 45 degrees, and at night it goes down to like 35 degrees. It's freezing at night. It's cold in Las Vegas. And I'm sitting outside in the patio, but I'm all bundled up. I got a sweatshirt on. I got 3 t-shirts on, and I got a jacket on. I'm freezing. But I'm feeling pretty good because I'm nice and bundled up. You got to be bundled up to survive in Las Vegas during the winter season. And it's 4 days before my birthday, and we're getting ready for a good time. It's the holiday season. So I want to wish everybody Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Yes. It's a great time of year. It's my birthday season, and I always have a good time on my birthday and on the month of December. I celebrate my birthday all month long. So I'm here in Las Vegas, and I'm in the entertainment capital of the world, and I'm enjoying it very much. We're having a great time, and it's a lot of shows going on the Strip. For the holidays, there's people singing Christmas carols in all the casinos. Oh, it's outstanding. All the hospitals you go to, everybody's singing, and they got big Christmas trees that they set up with all kind of bulbs and all kind of, what do they call those, laces around the tree. Oh, yeah. They're beautiful decorated trees. And then all the houses in Las Vegas, people come out and they decorate their house. They put light bulbs on their house, and a lot of houses are just fully decorated. You drive down the street, and you're just amazed at all the lights that are on the houses, and the houses have ornaments, and they have statues in the front of their house with the manger and Mary and Joseph and the crib and the birth of Jesus Christ and all of the 3 kings that come and bring Jesus' presents. Oh, it's a beautiful sight. And they have reindeers and they have Santa Claus and they have Frosty the Snowman. I mean, it's all over the place. Everybody has all of their houses all decorated. It looks so festivity. It's just beautiful out here in Las Vegas. They celebrate Christmas with abundance of joy, and they have little singing machines out there in front of their house that are singing Christmas songs, and there are people walking up and down the street and going to door to door, and they're singing carols, Christmas carols. Oh, man, it's so delightful here in Las Vegas. I'm just really enjoying being in Las Vegas. After all, it's the entertainment capital of the world, and they are showing their spirit right here in Las Vegas. It's amazing. It's so good that we're having some major acts performing in Las Vegas on December 27th. They got DJ Quick is coming to Las Vegas, and he's going to be performing at the House of Blues. Now, DJ Quick ain't a rapper, but he's a DJ, and he puts music together. He's an instrumentation man, and he puts songs together, and he does what he does, but he's entertaining. So he'll be performing at the House of Blues on the 27th. And then on the 29th, they got Snoop Dogg at the House of Blues. He's going to be singing Gin and Juice and all of the Snoop Dogg favorites at the House of Blues. And on the 30th, at the Chrome Nightclub, they're going to have 88.1 going to do their Christmas party. And back it up. On the 30th, Michael Bazin is going to have his Christmas party. And it's going to be at the Palm Casino. And that's going to be on the 30th, which is a Monday. And then on the 31st, at the Santa Fe Casino, 88.1 is going to have their major Christmas party to end the year with the hometown favorite, Kid and Play, is going to perform. And they're going to have a 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000, and 2010 decade dress competition. So if you like one of those decades, they're suggesting that you come and dress, and they're going to have a contest to see who's the best dress for the 70s, for the 80s, for the 90s, for the 200s, and for 210. So they want you to dress to impress, and you might win a prize, because they're having a prize for each decade. So it's going to be a good time. And then they're going to count down the end of the year when Kid and Play is going to perform live at the Santa Fe Casino in Club Chrome. Yep, that's at 4949 North Rancho in North Las Vegas. So it's going to be a Wang Dang Doodle of a party. I'm sure they're going to kick it off real tough. And the tickets are only $49. So that's going to be the cheapest concert, the cheapest party in Vegas. Because everything is going to be $100 or more if you're coming to a party in Las Vegas. But 88.1 is only charging $49 as of right now. Now, it started at $39. Now it's gone to $49. And it'll probably go up before the day of the New Year's celebration. So get your tickets now, people, and join in with the festivities. It's going to be a great time in Las Vegas. All right. Well, I'm happy. I'm feeling good. This is my celebration month, so I'm having a good time. I'm in good spirits. I'm eating good food, and I'm being entertained by the prettiest girls in Las Vegas. And I can't complain about that at all. It's a good time. So, I want to do NFL. DJ Papa D. Let's talk about NFL. Thursday through Sunday. All right, Thursday night. Let's start with Thursday night's game. Who played Thursday?
On Thursday night, the Ravens beat the Jets 42-21. You chose Ravens and over, and it was Ravens and over.
All right, and that's a win for G Money. I hope everybody's listening, because you should have made some money on G Money this weekend, because I was hot. All my teams played well, so I'm excited about this weekend that just passed. That was week 14, or was it week 15?
Week 15.
Week 15. All right, put that on your calendar. That means we got 5 weeks before the Super Bowl. So, okay, we got 2 more weeks in regular football play, and we can still win some money. Okay, so what happened on Sunday? Or actually, Saturday, the Raiders played the Jacksonville Jaguars Saturday night. And
what?
The Raiders are.
Yeah, the Jaguars beat the Raiders 20-16. You bet on Jaguars and under, and it was Jaguars and under.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I told you they were going to beat them Raiders. Man, that was the last home game for the Raiders in the Oakland Coliseum. So next year when they play at home, they will be playing in Las Vegas. We got a brand new stadium here that will be, what did they say? It's going to be ordained? No, that's not the word. It's going to be, what do they call it when they brand a brand new stadium? It's going to be called the
inauguration.
Of a brand new stadium, but it's going to be called something. They're going to have a
break
big,
it in.
Yeah, they're going to have a big a big candle, not a candle, but it's going to be a big torch that's going to play. That's going to
cool.
They're going to light up in the college, in the Raiders stadium, and it's called something. What is that called? It's going to be called something that has something to do with this giant torch that they're going to play, that they're going to light. Because that's the name of the stadium. It's called, what is the name of the stadium? But it's going to be the home of the Las Vegas Raiders from now on. And every game they play at home, they will play in that stadium in Las Vegas. And they have all of the people that are Raider fans will be coming to the stadium to celebrate the Raiders in the new stadium. But I can't think of the name of this stadium. It's called something that they light up a big torch for the stadium, and I can't think of what it is. But anyway, so the stadium is almost built now. They're almost finished with it, and it will be ready by September when the season starts for the 2020 year. So if you want to go see the Raiders, you got to come to Las Vegas and see the Raiders play in their brand new stadium. Hopefully they'll play better than they played this year. So we hate to have a losing team coming to Vegas, because we got all winners here. So anyway, that's about the Raiders. Now, what else, Donald? DJ Papa D, what other teams played on Saturday or on Sunday.
Well, the Seahawks beat the Carolina Panthers 30-24. You bet on Seahawks and over, and it was Seahawks and over.
All right. That's what I'm saying. Another win for Gene Money. I told you people I'm going to be hot this week. It's a good week for me. It's my birthday week and everything is great. All right, go ahead.
Next up, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. No, I'm sorry. The New England Patriots beat the Cincinnati Bengals 34-13. You bet on Patriots and under. It was Patriots and over.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't think Cincinnati was going to score any points, but they scored 13 points. So they scored 2 touchdowns. I'm impressed. All right, good job. And I thought New England wasn't going to play their starters, so I didn't think they were going to score very many points. So they surprised me to be able to score. How many did they score? 37?
17. Wait, who are we talking about? The they scored 13. 13. The score was Patriots 34-13.
34. Okay, the Patriots scored 34. That's what I wanted to find out. Because I didn't think the Patriots were going to score more than 20 points. And they scored 34 points. Because I thought they were only going to play their second or third string. So I didn't think they were going to waste any time with Cincinnati Bengals. Since the Bengals only won one game all year, they wouldn't waste any time playing, you know, their starters against a sorry team, and they're getting ready for the playoffs. So I'm surprised. I guess the second string was better than we thought, or either Cincinnati was worse than I thought they were. But, you know, their defense let them score 13 points. So I guess their second string wasn't too bad, because they scored a lot of points, and they allowed Cincinnati to score 13 points. So, you know, Cincinnati did what they could do. So anyway, that was all right. G-Money won, so that's another win for G-Money. Okay, who else?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Detroit Lions 38-17. You bet on Buccaneers and under. It was Buccaneers and over.
All right. 38-17 was the score? Yeah?
Yep.
Tampa Bay scored 38 points against Detroit? Wow. And
yep.
I was kind of convinced about that. I thought Detroit might actually have a chance. But I guess they didn't bring their defense with them to play at all. Okay. Well, that's another win for G Money. So, what's the next game?
Next up, the Green Bay Packers beat the Chicago Bears 21-13. You bet on Packers and over, but it was Packers and under.
Oh, yeah. Well, I knew it was going to be frozen tundra in Green Bay. It was going to be cold. It was going to be snowing. It was going to be real bad weather. So I'm surprised that Green Bay scored as many points as they did. But Chicago, the Bears are used to playing in the cold. So, you know, it was just a game, I guess. Because both of them are used to playing in the cold weather. But it's all right. G-Money won. So that's another win for G-Money. You hear that, people? I'm undefeated right now. I haven't lost a game yet. Okay, go ahead, DJ
Papadou.
Who's next?
Kansas City Chiefs beat the Denver Broncos 23-3. You bet on Chiefs and under, and it was Chiefs and under.
Wow. The Broncos only scored 3 points? I can't believe that Kansas City had a defense. Or even Denver just didn't show up. Their offense didn't show. I don't know what to say about them. They've been playing good the last 3 weeks. They've been scoring some points. So for them to get shut down by Kansas City, because I don't really think Kansas City is going anywhere, people. I think once they get to the playoffs, they're going to get blown out. So I don't think they're going to go too far in the playoffs. But they beat the Denver Broncos bad. So I guess they got some offense left in their firepower. All right, well, that's a win for G-Money. That's how I called it. So that's another win for G-Money. Okay, what's the next game?
Next up, New York Giants beat the Miami Dolphins 36-20. You bet on Giants and under, but it was Giants and over.
And what was the score?
36-20.
36 points? The Giants scored 36 points? Hey, people, I
yep.
don't know what happened in that game. Miami usually doesn't score very many points, and the Giants don't score at all. So I don't know what happened in that game, but the Giants won. I called it. So that's another win for G-Money. I'm still undefeated, people. I haven't been beat yet. All right. Who's the next game?
Next up, the Buffalo Bills beat the Pittsburgh Steelers last night. 17-10. You bet on Buffalo and over, and it was Buffalo and under.
Oh, okay. So Buffalo did pull that game out. I didn't see the end of that game. I was kind of wondering if Buffalo was going to win because Pittsburgh had started scoring, and they were ahead at the end of the second half. I mean, the end of the first half. So they were ahead. And I was kind of worried, thinking that Buffalo may not be able to come back. So what was the final score?
17-10.
17-10.
Yep.
That doesn't sound right. Are you sure? Check your numbers.
Check my numbers. Okay. Let's see.
Pittsburgh scored 10 points, and Buffalo scored 17. It was like...
I'm checking my numbers. It says Buffalo Bills 17, Pittsburgh Steelers 10.
Oh, okay. Because I thought it was like 7-3, Pittsburgh. And then Buffalo scored, so it was 7-10. And then Buffalo scored, and that would make it 14-10. And I guess they kicked the field goal. Yeah, 17-10. Okay. Yep. I guess they didn't score anymore after I stopped watching the game. All right. Well, that's another win for G-Money because I called it like that. All right. Good job. All right. What's the next game?
Houston Texans beat the Tennessee Titans 24-21. You bet on Texans and under, and it was Texans and under.
Yeah. I knew that was going to be a good game. Houston and Tennessee, yeah, they played. Both of them retired for first place in their division. So the one that won is going to qualify for the playoffs, and the loser is going to sit home and watch. So it looks like Houston's going to the playoffs. It's a matter of who wins the last two games to decide on if Houston or Tennessee Titans go to the playoffs. All right. Well, that's another win for G-Money. I'm undefeated, people. It's a great week. I told you it was going to be a good week. Next game.
Next up, the Philadelphia Eagles beat the Washington Redskins 37-27. You bet on Eagles and under, but it was Eagles and over.
Yeah, I can't believe they scored all those points. How many points did Washington score?
They scored 27. Eagles scored 37.
Wow. I didn't think Washington was going to score that many points. And I really didn't think Philly was going to score a lot of points. I thought it was going to be an under game for sure. What was the total points predicted in that game? It was like 38, right?
39, yeah. So no one expected the game to so that many points.
Right. Okay. Well, I picked Philly for the win. So that's another win for G-Money. I told you it was a good week for me, people. If you listen to me, you make some money. All right. Go ahead.
Next up, Arizona Cardinals beat the Cleveland Browns 38-24. You bet on Cardinals and under, and it was Cardinals, but over.
38-24. Arizona scored 38 points. Wow.
Yep.
That's not the woodwork on Cleveland Browns. They beat them 38-24. Wow. I'm just shocked. Where did they play? Did they play in Arizona?
They played in Arizona, yep.
Oh, so Cleveland didn't get beat at home. They got beat on the road. So, but, wow, Arizona scored a lot of points to be playing at home. I guess they wanted to show out for the last couple of games of the season for their hometown crowd. So that's good. All right. Well, that's good. That's another win for G-Money. So I'm still undefeated this week, going down the line. All right, what other game?
Next up, the Dallas Cowboys beat the L.A. Rams 44-21. You bet on Rams and under, and it was Dallas and over.
Oh, I can't believe the Cowboys won. I'm so shocked. The Rams lost in L.A. They played in L.A., right?
Yeah, they played in Dallas.
Oh, they played in Dallas. That's why Dallas played so well. Okay. Well, I'm still disappointed in the Rams because they were supposed to beat Dallas. Now Dallas is going to think they can qualify for the playoffs. And their sorry record, they're 7-7, I think. Is their record now?
Dallas, 7-7.
7-7. And the Rams got a better record than Dallas. The Rams only got like 5 losses, right? They're like 9-5.
The Rams are 8-6.
8-6. Yeah, wow. I really can't believe the Rams let Dallas win. Oh, I hate the Cowboys. I hate the Cowboys. And they got beat by my L.A. team. That's embarrassing. I'm upset. I'm disappointed. But that's my first loss. They ruined my record. I was supposed to go undefeated this week. I was supposed to get all the wins and no losses. So Dallas ruined my record. Oh, I hate the Cowboys. I hate them. And when they go to the playoffs, they're going to get smashed. So listen to G-Money. I'm telling you, when the Cowboys go to the playoffs, they're going to get smashed because they don't deserve to be there. They got an awful record, and they don't deserve to be in the playoffs. But the only reason they're going to make it is because they're in a sorry league, and everybody in their league got lost. So Dallas is going to go because they got the best record in their league. And that's awful. They need to put them in another league so they'd have more competition. But anyway, that's what's up with Dallas. But when they go to the playoffs, people, don't put no money on Dallas because they won't win. I'm telling you, they're going to get smashed first round of the playoffs. So that's my prediction about the Cowboys. They're going to be done first round. Okay. Who else? In fact, we got 2 games left in the season. And if they lose any of those 2 games, they may not even qualify for the playoffs. Because who's behind Dallas?
It is the Philadelphia Eagles. They're tied. They're both at 7-7.
Oh, see, now Philly has a better chance of making it to the playoffs than Dallas does. So that's what you look for. Look for Philly to make it to the playoffs. And they're going to have a better record at the end of the year than Dallas will. Dallas will lose 1 or 2 of the next 2 games. And Philly will probably win both of the games, so they'll go ahead of Dallas. And I think they beat Dallas in the regular season, so they're already in game up on Dallas. So, I'm telling you, Dallas won't make it to the playoffs. I don't think they deserve to be there, and they won't make it. So, be looking for Philly to make it to the playoffs. Okay. What's next?
Next up, another California team, 49ers lost to the Atlanta Falcons 29-22. You bet on 49ers and under, and it was Falcons and over.
Now, I don't understand what the hell happened in that game, except for the fact that I think the 49ers just didn't play any of the starters. And so they let Atlanta just come in and run shop on them. Because Atlanta's trying to prove that they have a decent team because they've been trying to score the last 3 weeks. They've been winning. But they're done. They are not going to make the playoffs, so they don't have a shot. And I think the 49ers just didn't play their first string. They played their second and third string against Atlanta. And Atlanta took advantage of them and scored a whole bunch of points against the 49ers. Because normally the 49ers would have smashed Atlanta. So I don't know. I don't understand what the hell happened. So that's a loss for G-Money. But I'm thinking that Atlanta just got lucky because the 49ers didn't play any of their starters. That's what happened. Okay. So that's another loss for G-Money. I think that's like 2 losses for me so far. All right. What other games do we have?
Next up, another California team lost. The L.A. Chargers lost to the Minnesota Vikings 39-10. You bet on Vikings and under, and it was Vikings and over, so you still won.
Okay. Yep. I didn't think the Chargers were going to have any juice against the Vikings. The Vikings are playing for a playoff spot. The Chargers don't have a shot. They only got like 3 wins all season, so they're not going to be in competition for the playoffs. But the Vikings want to try to make the playoffs, so they're going to win. They need to win the next 2 games. So that's a win for G-Money. Because I called it, and that's what I'm talking about. All right. Next game.
And that's it. Tonight's game is the Indianapolis Colts playing the New Orleans Saints in New Orleans. And they're giving the Colts 9 points. You're betting on Saints and over.
Yep. I'm thinking the Saints are going to win. Because the Saints have to stay ahead so they can get a bye in the playoffs. Because otherwise, they're going to have to play somebody tough in the playoffs. So if they win, they get a bye and they have a free game. So I'm thinking they're going to win tonight. And who are they playing? Saints are playing
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis. See, the Colts don't have a shot for the playoffs. So They've been a pretty good team. They're like a 500 team. What's their record? It's like 8-6 or something like that.
The Saints or the Vikings?
No, the Colts. The Colts.
Colts.
Indianapolis.
They're 6-7.
6-7. Okay. Well, they got a decent record, and they're playing in the same league with the Cowboys and Philadelphia, huh?
They're in the AFC. So.
Oh, so they're not.
Yeah,
in the same.
They're in the same division as they're in a different division as the Eagles and the other folks. Yeah.
And the Cowboys. Oh, okay. Well, they're still not going to make it to the playoffs, so it doesn't really matter what they do. If they win tonight, they still won't qualify for the playoffs. So they won't win tonight. So who are they playing?
New Orleans Saints are playing the Indianapolis Colts.
Right. The Saints are going to win because they need to win. And the Colts, they can win, but it won't do them no good. They won't make the playoffs, so they don't have a record to make the playoffs. So the Saints have to win. And the Colts can win, but it won't make a difference. So I'm rooting on the Saints to win because they got to win. And I want the Saints to go to the Super Bowl again. I want them to go this year because they got cheated last year. So I want them to go this year. And they'll probably play against the Baltimore Ravens, which will be a good game. So we'll wait and see what happens. All right. Well, that's Monday night football game. We're going to pay close attention to that game to see what's going to happen for the Monday night game of the season. It will be a good barn burner tonight because both teams are trying to show that they got good quality offense and they got good defense. And they're playing in New Orleans, and I'm hoping New Orleans weather is going to be good. Because if not, if they got rainy weather in New Orleans, then it's going to be a problem for the Saints. So, anyway, it's time for us to take a commercial break. So, DJ Papa D, take us into the commercial break. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Well, a guy got up and hit a long fly ball, and the man ran to third base. And I'm like, oh, no, he's going to try to run? Oh, well, I'm ready for him. And they throw it to our shortstop, and our shortstop throws the ball, and I catch the ball, and now I'm waiting on the runner. And he's coming, and I know he's coming, and I'm ready for him, and I'm going to tag him out, and he's going to be out, and he doesn't slide. He goes to plan B, which was run me over, and he runs me over, and I tag him out, but he steps on my foot. And then I jump up and I say, ow, shit, that hurt. girls in my neighborhood that I was real friendly with. And one of them, her name was Londia. Now, she was always home babysitting her little brother, Morris. And she would play with dolls. And I was like, dolls? What are you playing with dolls for? And she said, well, I'm a girl. I'm supposed to play with dolls. And I was like, okay, you got all these little dolls. So what do you do with them? She said, well, they have a tea party. And she said, I got Miss Piggy. I said, okay. She said, I got Barbie. And I was like, okay. You got Kermit the Frog? You got Ken? Do you have G.I. Joe? And she says, I don't have any man dolls. And I said, what? How come you don't have no man dolls? She said, men get in the way. And her brother is sitting there, and he's looking at me like, Gregory, you really think this is fun?
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com. where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything, from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol. And that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. I'm running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends. And send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money. Because I'm running for president in 2020. All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks, so follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
I'm Gregory Gerard, G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team,
call 323-870-4366. And you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com.
Yeah.
That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas Entertainment Promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. We're broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody should be able to pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I got going on. And I'm sitting over here in the air chair, and I'm got some special activities going on. I've been in the studio, and I've recorded 2 songs. One song is spreading across the East Coast right now. It's called G-Money's a Pimp. But I want to play my other song first. G-Money, I Am G-Money is the name of the song. I Am G-Money. So let's hear what that one sounds like. It's a winner. I'm telling you, it's a winner. So DJ Papa D, play the song. I Am G-Money.
We were doing a fundraiser at the Playboy Club in South Las Vegas on the Strip. They had Eddie Murphy, Snoop Dogg, Cat Williams, and then I closed the show. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The pimp guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. Come on now. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. Come on now. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The pimp guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Come on now. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy.
Comedy Club. Come on now. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The best out. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. Eddie Murphy. You ain't no playboy. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. Come on now. You can talk about it, but you can't be about it. You're not. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The best guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. You wanna see with a real pimp? You wanna be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. I'm G Money. I sound good, I look good. Come on now, you need to check me out. You know, you need to come with G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp's coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I walked by Snoop Dogg, and I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're married, and you got four kids. And your wife would kick your butt if she found you messing around with all these playmates. Come on now. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The best guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I ran into Cat Williams, and he had about 10 or 15 playmates. And I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're too short to be a pimp. They got women that got breasts bigger than you. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G Money. Come on now. You want to see with a real pimp? You want to be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. I'm G Money. The pimp guy. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I'm 6'1", 220 pounds a man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. If I can take it, baby. Oh, yeah, I can do it like that. And when I walked out with five playmates. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. You wanna see with a real pimp? You wanna be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. Come on now. I'm G Money. watch yourself. G-Money's a pimp. God's plan made the man. G-Money's a pimp. God's plan made the man. Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls run the world. Show me what you can do.
Big Nasty
for promoting the radio show on social media so that everybody can hear what we're talking about all around the world. Yeah, it's been a great day, 4 days before my birthday. So you can send me money, you can send me gifts, you can send me presents, you can send me shout-outs on the radio show. All you got to do is call me. Call me on my radio show at 323-870-4366. And I'll be glad to accept your birthday announcement and your goodwill for men. Because after all, Jesus Christ is the reason for the season. So, in leaving you, I want to say I was born in December at the end of the year. Jesus Christ was born same month, different year. I'm wishing you best wishes, and I want to make it clear. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year. All right, that's it. That's all. I got to go. I'll see you on Tuesday. That's right, today's Monday, so I'll be back in the air chair tomorrow. So I look forward to talking to you tomorrow, and you have a good day today. I'm out of here. Talk to you later. Peace.
I was hitting that weed, and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.